WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8, the temperature is 77. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News, presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. A 37-member committee has presented its recommendations for changing boundaries in the College Station School District. The proposal, which takes into account a third intermediate and a third middle school, along with adjusting the high school borders to equalize overall population and balance the number of students who qualify for free and reduced lunches, be presented at three public forums before the school board considers final action in 3 weeks. Board member Michael Wesson attended committee meetings during the summer.
I think it's hard for people to grasp on the outside how complicated this decision actually is. Trying not to get your feelings hurt when the solution that you came up with either didn't work or another group kind of came up with stuff.
Board Vice President Jeff Harris among four members who thanked the committee.
But just hearing you talk and use the lingo, really, it makes me feel like you're with us and we're with you.
Links to the proposed maps and additional information is online at WTAW.com. As the first week of classes near an end at Texas A&M, the Board of Regents are in town. Today's schedule includes meeting behind closed doors in the morning, followed by an open session that starts at 2 at the MSC. Two building projects on the flagship campus will be considered. That's a $7.3 million library renovation affecting the Evans Library first and second floors and the library annex first and fourth floors. Construction would start October 1st and be completed by December of next year. Another $6.8 million will be spent on Rutter Hall. That's the cost of replacing the heating and air conditioning system of the 128-room dormitory. The big-ticket item involves converting the former Riverside campus into the Rellis facility. Regents being asked to authorize more than $49 million to pay for new infrastructure to provide power, water, and natural gas. Construction would start next March. Partial completion would take 1 year, and the remainder would be done in September of 2018. Another $5.5 million has been requested to build a library. Construction would start this November and be open next September. Regents will also consider an agreement with Blinn College to build their new campus at Rellis. Personnel actions involving the flagship campus includes the board giving permission to extend contracts to three head coaches, Rob Childress for baseball, Steve Denton for men's tennis, and Trell McCombs for women's golf. Six times a trial date's been set in a misdemeanor drunk driving case involving a member of the Regents. Latest continuance was granted Tuesday, according to online court records. Third-time Regent Tony Busby was given a continuance. The case now moved into later this month. Prosecutors have received one extension. The Harris County Courts rescheduled the matter once as well. Busby's been out on bond since his arrest on the misdemeanor charge since March 31st. College Station police report one person sustained life-threatening injuries in a crash during the midnight hour on University Oaks Boulevard near George Bush East. CSPD is not releasing any other information. 21-month-old Bryan boy is hospitalized in Houston in critical condition with a brain bleed, and the mother's boyfriend is arrested by Bryan police on a charge of reckless injury to a child. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the case began as a response to a 911 call where the boyfriend was administering CPR to the toddler.
It didn't appear to be, on first glance, child abuse, but once the child got to the hospital and we were able to look at injuries and talk to the hospital staff, it was determined that child abuse may have been involved.
According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Alexis Boleno told detectives he was trying to quiet the child by tossing him in the air. Instead of catching the toddler, the boy's head hit the back of a living room couch, then the floor. Boleno said the child continued crying, so he shook him for about 10 seconds, causing his head to flop. Boleno is being held in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. While a Bryan policeman's out of the hospital after being dragged by a car last weekend, the department's announced an arrest warrant's been issued for the driver. Online at WTAW.com is a photo of Kenosha Burleson of Bryan, who's charged with aggravated assault of a public servant and leaving unattended children in her parked car. 2 years ago, an East Texas woman was stabbed to death in a motel room by her estranged husband while their daughter tried four times to call 911, but she was unsuccessful because she did not know there was a prefix. Anita Pitts with the Brazos Valley Council of Government says that changes today as Carey's Law goes into effect.
And it's to allow businesses such as schools, hospitals, governments to dial directly 911 without a prefix.
Earlier this month, BVCOG rolled out a text to 911 feature in their service area outside of Brazos County, which is scheduled to start a similar service later this year. Congressman Bill Forrest has completed 3 in-person town hall meetings. There's one more to go tonight at 7, and you're invited to call in.
We'll call 40,000 households, and generally we'll have 5,000 to 6,000 people participate in those town halls.
More information's online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 10 after 8. The temperature is 77. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Dry weather locked in place across the eastern half of the state, and that results in lots of sunshine for today. It's going to be a warm day. Temperatures will make their way up to 95 to 100 this afternoon. We will see some passing cloudiness overnight, though, 70 to 75. Partly sunny for tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs 90 to 95. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Saturday, maybe a shower storm in 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. And, of course, as you heard, high school football starting up tonight as it's Hutto and Rudder.
Indeed.
Speaking of the green, I'm glad I was able to finally find a segue to force my way into talking about my alma mater, national defending champions, 2 of the last 3 years, 5 times since 1998. What has your alma mater done lately in football, by the way?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Northwest Missouri State,
okay.
Opening up the season in Emporia, Kansas.
What's their nickname?
The Bearcats.
The Bearcats, okay. Mm-hmm. They spell it like Sam Houston does?
No, with a C, okay. As it should be.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. And against Emporia University?
Emporia State, yes. Okay. With the National College Teachers Hall of Fame.
Now, wait a minute. The National College?
Oh, No, it's just plain. National Teachers Hall of Fame is based in Emporia State.
Is that right?
Yes.
How do you get into that?
I would have to go to the Emporia State website and find out.
Now's not the time, but I just wonder, because, I mean, that could be pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just had one from every school, that'd be ginormous. Maybe you have to buy a page.
And I bet you do.
Yeah. Could be like that Who's Who in high schools, you know. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That summer before you become a senior, you start getting those letters in the mail back in the day. Would you like your child to be in Who's Who in American high schools? Which is like a 73,000 page something or another. But anyway.
Paying for popularity.
That's it. You know, all you got to do is join a fraternity or your sorority.
Or run for president.
Yeah, that's true. All right, but also we have college football tonight, you know, and there's a lot of games, but among them, the SEC at its mediocrest will be on tonight with Vanderbilt in South Carolina. Yeah.
Woohoo.
That ought to be a barn burner. Well, I think, though, that the line is about 2 or 3 points. So, I mean, anybody could win that game of mediocrity. So we'll see what happens.
Well, one of them will lead the SEC when the night's over.
You know, you're right. That's exactly right. We will have that.
Indeed.
Adam Schefter of ESPN, reports that the league will announce at noon today that Philadelphia will be the 2017 host city for the NFL's annual draft. Okay. The league has advised that as of actually 11 o'clock press time today, local time, that it'll be at the Philadelphia City Halls when they're going to have the news conference.
That's pretty cool.
Too bad it's not on the steps of the library.
That'd be good. With
Play the Rocky thing.
Yeah.
Chicago hosted the event the last 2 years. Prior to that, the draft had always been held in New York, but now it's creeping west. So we'll see.
It's incredible how
they went east after creeping west. Go ahead.
It's incredible how the popularity of watching the draft has increased just over the past couple of years.
Are you sure the popularity has, or just the coverage?
Maybe the cover. That's probably what it is.
Because I think now people can just tune in to find out how their team's doing. Hey.
Hey, y'all were talking about the CSIS dealing with the rezone again. I think y'all missed the biggest story of that whole story.
Okay.
They're doing it because low SES, low socioeconomic status kids tend to do the worst on standardized testing.
Uh-huh.
And by spreading them out across the district, no campus is hurt so much to actually affect the district's rating.
Oh, my. It is
a scam that goes on all across the state of Texas to scam the TEA and make their ratings look better than they actually are.
Got it. Thank you.
I've heard that theory before, actually. And, I'm from Houston originally, and that's, a lot of people would say that about the redistricting around there as well. So,
all right, from the notes last night.
But who knows?
As of last May, the end of the last school year, for instance, the population of those qualifying for free and reduced lunches, which is basically the definition of consolidated high school at 35.9%, College Station High School 19.7%.
Uh-huh.
With the rezoning,
yeah,
they'll both be at 29%.
That's pretty solid evidence.
I don't think there's any doubt at all. I never did.
Here's another spread for you.
Okay, all right.
Oakwood.
All right.
46.8.
Okay.
Cypress Grove, 24.8.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to add a third new intermediate school.
Okay.
So the projection puts them between 35 and 36%.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And then at your middle schools.
Yeah.
You have A&M Consolidated Middle School, again, this past May at 45.8. College Station Middle School, 21.7.
Okay.
The projection, mm-hmm, when you add a third middle school,
right,
they have it between 33 and 38%.
It just
caller. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bill, for bringing the numbers in.
It's like if you spill something on the counter, is it better for your rest of your counter to be clean and the spill to be there, or to just wipe it around all over the counter?
No. You wipe it around. Bad analogy, because here's the thing, is you need to make sure that you don't have a campus that is always, always, always doing more poorly than the others.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the...
Those folks who are getting their kids sent there because of simply where they live is not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, not their fault, no. Really.
It's not. And if you are trying to elevate the situation, then you need to at least feel like you're within stepping distance of the next step up. Whereas if you've got a wide difference in that, and again, it is profiling, and profiling is wrong.
Is.
But if you're going to use the number of students on free and reduced lunch, that's as good a measure as we have available.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you got to consider the diversity of the district,
right? And that, in all honesty, is something that College Station has not had to deal with nearly as much in the last 5 years. Now, I mean, if you want to go back 15 years. This is a completely foreign problem to College Station.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore because, again, you have the economic diversity that, it was a dream school district. I was out of school for a few years, and Consolidated was named the top school district in the state of Texas by Texas Monthly. Well, look, you looked at who it was nothing but professors' kids or, folks who just fit into that profile. So it was great.
Now, I'm not a problem solver, and as you say, I don't play one on the radio, but it seems to me like it would be a better idea to improve the situation of the school that's at the bottom of the ladder there, yeah, rather than make, put it all over the place.
So that means you're a proponent of neighborhood schools.
Yeah, there.
Interesting.
And I like the idea of kids. My kids were able to walk their elementary school, and I really liked that.
Yeah.
And I walked to school, when I did. But again, that was a long, long time ago, and those kind of things are hard. They're very difficult to do now. And, it's a tremendous expense for the schools to move these kids from campus to campus, mm-hmm, from their home to their campus and get them there in an efficient way.
A lot of these kids don't want to do it. Also, they want to stay where they know, sure, have all their friends,
And there are some grandfathering conditions as well.
And that's good because it's a socially traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt for kids to have to move to a new building, even though it's in the same city, to a new building on top of the fact that many of your friends are not going to be there. And that probably form some new friendships, which can be a good and learning experience. Sure. But again, that is overall kind of the pot that you throw people in the world of work. You end up dealing with some people who you might not like to deal with. Hello.
It sounds like by spreading the situation out, we're not dealing with the situation. We're just covering it up.
Yes, sir. Never said that they were.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that they were solving the situation. Never. But again, this is an emotional situation, and it's really as you end up being a school district in transition, which College Station is, dealing with problems and numbers that they're not used to, I think the challenges in College Station are going to be significant in the
next few
years.
Continue as the district continues to grow.
Indeed.
Which is not to say Bryan's not without their problems, but those are situations that they have pretty well defined and identified and
now
have
you
things
said,
in place.
You said in the workplace you have to sometimes deal with people you don't like. What are you trying to say, Scott?
Yeah, really. Exactly. So, but it's, you know, and it's right that parents get upset. Again, you need to see your tax bill. You need to see what your taxes are, where they are going, who the taxing entities are, and what they charge you. You need to see those things.
Continue to emphasize three public forums coming up before final action by the school board, and there's even an email if you want to send something anonymously.
Yeah, and as Bill said, there was a spirited exchange among the 37-member committee. It's not like they don't see that there are challenges that have to be met. It's a matter of, and again, I'm not sure, not even having to do with the attendance zones that we're talking about, but just when it comes to public education, I don't know what state has the best system. And are the other states finding out from them? I mean, if it happens to be Tennessee, are we seeing what they're doing in Tennessee?
That's a good question.
Do they have some revolutionary ideas that can solve this? Because we know that public education is a hot button issue anytime.
Well, and every district is different in its own unique ways.
Yeah.
A recent conversation I had with Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace, would you consider Bryan being an urban school district? Well, you look at the statistics, and statistically, Bryan is an urban school district.
I think that's true.
So that's why Dr. Wallace has been meeting with superintendents from traditionally urban districts.
And the thing is, and you want to know that, and the other thing that you need to consider, for instance, Waco is an urban school district.
Yep.
Now, you don't think of that, but, you know, and they actually have been for probably two decades. I mean, for 40 years, they basically have been that way. And so they struggle with the exact same thing. So, yeah, you have some preconceived notions as to what urban means, but now it does include cities that are just the size of Bryan or just the size of Waco.
Mm-hmm.
And again, probably a different story on the east side of Interstate 35. West side of Interstate 35, different kind of problems out there.
Sure.
Same thing with Austin.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Of course, they have the same thing going on there. The term white flight comes to mind and continues to be there.
Happening around here, too.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, this is Texas is such an explosively growing state and has been for decades now that the entire population has changed from what we had before. And as a result, it's school administrators having to also get into that world.
The good news is we live in Texas, so it's still pretty good.
Helps a little bit.
Yeah.
That does help a little bit. But again, tell them when the forums are.
Oh, I knew you were going to
do sorry that. About that.
The first one is next Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Transportation Center.
Okay.
And I believe the next day, Wednesday, is like noon at the Transportation Center.
So I like that idea. I like the fact that they're going to try to put it at a time that might help some other people who couldn't be there. I don't know how convenient noon is. But as you said, you can also email them if you want to send information to them. All right, it's 8:23.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
A bare cupboard for migrating birds. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Neotropical migrant birds breed in North America in spring and summer and migrate to Central and South America each fall. At Acadia National Park in Maine, wildlife field biologist Sarah Deckel and a team of volunteers from the group Earthwatch are counting berries and catching and banding birds migrating south to see if there's a mismatch that could cause birds to starve before completing their journey.
Climate change is in effect, and we're trying to see if this is causing the plants to fruit earlier and the birds are migrating later because of these season changes. So that's our main concern here.
Biologist Richard Feldman is in Yucatan, Mexico, documenting the birds' arrival and condition. Many neotropical migrant birds are threatened or endangered, and the work will help determine if climate change is contributing to their plight. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Well, we do still have a few warm days out there, but we think summer might be over. Huh? Keep our fingers crossed. Folks at Intercon want to remind you, no matter what the season, you need to be aware of whether your windows are doing their job. That is their energy efficiency. And they have a couple of tools that can certainly help. First of all, by repairing or replacing the windows that you have in your home, you can increase the energy efficiency of your home dramatically. I mean, think about how many windows you have. And if there are old aluminum windows, you know, adding some efficiency with the new vinyl windows that you can get from Intercon can make a great difference. And, you know, the great thing about this is, whether it's that or the solar screens, another product that's very popular with Intercon, no matter what it is, Intercon will be glad to come out to your place. They'll give you an estimate. Then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high-pressure sales tactics with Intercon. I mention that because in that industry it does exist in some other places. So let the folks at Intercon, the specialists, the professionals, come out and tell you what it's going to take to get your home more energy efficient with these windows and then the solar screens as well if you'd like to do that. But know this, they'll give you the estimate, they'll leave you alone. If you decide to do that, remember it's local people doing the job, good product, fair price, locally owned company. It's Intercon, 823-3639.
Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment benefits rose last week, but remains near historically low levels. The Labor Department says initial jobless claims rose by 2,000 in the latest week. The four-week moving average of claims, which smooths out fluctuations, fell by 1,000. A winner could emerge today in the competition to take over fast fashion retailer Aeropostale. There are competing bids for the chain of 229 stores. Private equity firm Sycamore Partners controls a major lender to the retailer. It's one of the bidding companies. It's competing with a joint venture group. Aeropostale filed for bankruptcy in May. Florida-based lender Bank United is losing its CEO. He's planning to retire at the end of the year after leading the bank's comeback in the wake of the financial crisis. The bank plans to elevate its chief operating officer to the CEO position. Futures are pointing to a moderately higher open. That's Your Money Now.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Reedville Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedville Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon-wrapped specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedville's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedville Meats and Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 4.
If you're like me, you're fed up with robocalls. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Last month, 2 billion 420 million robocalls interrupted our days and nights, triple the number from just 1 year ago. Robocalls are now the FCC's number one complaint. Some come from scammers trying to get your personal information to steal your identity and money. Others are tied to the upcoming election with pollsters calling day and night. But now, New call blocking technology is here. One is called Nomo Robo. The software scans incoming calls and instantly filters out robocalls. A mobile app is coming this month. Congress is trying to stop the calls, but I'm not counting on them to do anything. Instead, call your cellular and landline provider. Ask what kind of technology they offer to make this madness stop. And if they don't have an answer, demand one. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real, but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 9. The temperature is 79. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Reed Fields, with healthy choices and the best prices in town. Open weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 4. You can always call in your order, 822-1594. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station police report one person sustained life-threatening injuries in a crash during the midnight hour on University Oaks Boulevard near George Bush East. CSPD is not releasing any other information. Brian Mann's been arrested for causing a brain injury to his girlfriend's 21-month-old son. According to the arrest report from Brian Police, 22-year-old Alexis Bolano told investigators when he tried to quiet the toddler by tossing him in the air, the baby's head hit the back of the living room couch and went to the floor. Then Bolano said he shook the child for about 10 seconds. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a friend was also in the house when Bolano called 911.
They were also giving the child CPR. The child has since been transported to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston and is in critical condition.
Bolano was arrested on a charge of reckless injury to a child's in the Brazos County jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. An arrest warrant's been issued for a Bryan woman who's accused of leaving children unattended in a parked car and dragging a Bryan policeman as she drove away from the Westside Walmart last weekend.
Keosha Burleson, she is being charged with aggravated assault on a public servant and endangering a child times two.
Officer McKeithen saying they're still looking for the policeman's body camera, which was torn off as he was being dragged by the car. Photo of Keosha Burleson online at WTAW.com. A member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents who was arrested for drunk driving 5 months ago has received his third court delay. According to online court records, Tony Busby of Houston was granted his latest extension on Tuesday. His appearance now scheduled for September 23rd. The 48-year-old arrested on the misdemeanor charge March 31st. Prosecutors have received one delay, and the Harris County Court continued the matter once. Mr. Busby is scheduled to be in College Station today as the Regents hold their traditional meeting ahead of the first Aggie home football game of the season. Business includes formalizing about a third of the $150 million conversion of the former Riverside campus to the Rellis facility. More than $49 million will pay for new infrastructure, and another $5.5 million would be spent to build a library. Regents will also consider the agreement that would allow Blinn College to build at Rellis. On the flagship campus, the Regents will take action on more than $7 million to continue renovations at the Evans Library and the Library Annex, and spend almost $7 million at Rutter Residence Hall to replace the heating and air conditioning system. Parents and students in the College Station School District now have access to recommendations of changing boundaries for 5th through 12th grade students. The report of a 37-member committee was presented to the school board last night. Board President Valerie Yokin, who attended committee meetings, said they did what the board directed them to do.
Those are things that are very important to this board, and I don't see that changing. So use that as your touch point when you're looking at the information.
Recommendations equalize the percentage of students who qualify for free and reduced lunches and balance future school populations. Links to the proposed maps and additional background information is online at WTAW.com. First of three public forums Tuesday night at 7 at the CSISD Transportation Center. WTAW News Time, 26 minutes from 9. The temperature is 79. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Reed Fields. More local news after 12 noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Reedfield Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedfield Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon wrapped filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon wrapped specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedfield's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedfield Meats and Deli, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays till 4.
Good morning, it's 8:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Okay, here we go.
Relatively inactive day across the eastern half of the state, which is certainly good news for us. It's going to be rather warm. We're partly to mostly sunny and close to 95 in many locations. A few spots make a run at 100 today. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and 70 to 75. Clouds will give way to some sun tomorrow. There could be some showers and storms during the day, 90 to 95. Partly sunny, chance of an isolated storm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:36. We were talking about attendance zones in the College Station ISD and how they're having meetings about that. Had the large committee that came up with the new plans, and Bill was explaining how things are kind of being reapportioned based on free and reduced lunches. Mm-hmm. The numbers are, the disparity is being reduced markedly. The other thing, though, is that one texter tells us that federal funding for technology rises at 25, 50, and 75% free and reduced lunch. And they figure that that's probably true for other funding as well. So the federal funding also gets spread out more equally on campuses. And I know that certainly in the past there have been some campuses that had proportionally a great number of more dollars of federal spending in different areas. So it's more than just the attendance. It also probably spreads out the federal funds.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Would be one of the reasons for that. See what's going on in the city of Bryan. Alma's here this morning from the animal shelter. How are you today? Wonderful. Tell us what's going on over Charles Place.
Well, we're actually at the shelter itself. We're turning 5 years old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So in order to celebrate, we will actually be throwing our fifth anniversary potty, is what we're going to call it, because, you know, pause, it makes sense.
Okay.
So that's going to be held on September 10th. That's going to be from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're going to be doing free adoptions that day thanks to Air Solutions.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so we'll also have food there. We're going to have some raffle prizes as well. So it's going to be like a party. So we are extending our hours. Instead of it just being 12 to 4, it will be 12 to 6 that day.
Okay.
So we'll have plenty of time to come out, get some free food, and then maybe take an animal home because we are very full right now.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Anything special that you've got there that a lot of anything unusuals?
Not too long ago we had a bearded dragon. Luckily that got adopted. But so now we're just down to the dogs, puppies, kittens, and cats.
Okay. All right. So, again, if they want some more information, what do they do?
You can go online to bryananimalcenter.com. All of our information is on there, as well as on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/bryananimalcenter. You can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, if you have any direct questions, you can always call us at 979-209-5260, or you can always come by the shelter. We're located at 2207 Finfeather Road.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Take out News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:39. I guess it was 3 weeks ago we had a story about how they had, I even hate to say it, life-size naked Donald Trump statues.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
those? Okay. The artist collective called In Decline installed them around the country in early August. Oh, is it that long ago? will be sold at an upcoming auction. Statue expected to fetch at least $100,000.
By who?
I don't know.
By Trump, probably, to hide it.
Well, yeah, that'd be another thing. Yeah, go ahead and just burn all the copies. Anyway, October 22nd sale. A portion of the auction proceeds will benefit the National Immigration Forum statue for sale.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Yes, yes, it is. The Immigration
Trump
Forum.
Trump and Immigration.
Similar Trump statues popped up in San Francisco, Seattle, Cleveland, and New York.
But not in Austin?
Not yet.
No.
I know. Don't give them the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyhow, let's see what. Oh, and a woman from Faroe Islands, which is between Iceland and Norway, encouraged Google to bring its Street View feature to the area after strapping cameras to sheep.
What?
Doretta Andersaren took advantage of the 70,000 sheep that inhabit the 18 islands by fitting them with solar-powered cameras to capture footage of the area. Google soon learned of her Sheep View project, sent the Google Maps team to Faroe Islands to provide the 50,000 human residents with the tools necessary to capture Street View footage themselves.
That's great. That's a great, great name, Sheep View.
It is. According to the Google Maps blog, now the Faroe Islands is supplied with a trekker and 360 cameras. Residents and tourists can assist the sheep in collecting Street View imagery in their beautiful lands until selfie sticks, bikes, backpacks, cars, kayaks, horses, ships, and even wheelbarrows are there.
Animal rights activists?
Yeah. The go. I mean, think about the drudgery.
Oh yeah,
strapping that that solar powered unit.
The pain the sheep are experiencing.
It's terrible for them.
Think of how bad that is. Okay,
we'll just shear that one off.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, you know,
pulling the wool over here.
I don't even got any for this one.
Thank you. That's okay. From time to time, we look at, different foods in different parts of the world from providers that we're familiar with. Like, was it Burger King came out with the black hamburger, if you'll recall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had the teriyaki burger at McDonald's in Honolulu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you are. And so, kind of unusual things. Somehow or other, the Japanese just come up with stuff that, for a limited time, Häagen-Dazs Japan is featuring Murasaki Emo, which is purple potato ice cream.
Okay.
For the first time. Here's the sad part. It's the first time since 2013, so they're returning it to the marketplace.
This has been there before.
It has. In 2012 and 2013, the ice cream was released seasonally in Japan and was a huge hit both times.
Attention, Burnham.
That's right. you may be missing a market there.
I'm still letting this sink in. Purple potato
ice cream. That's right. Yeah. So you might want to check. It's, again, Murasaki Emo or Imo ice cream. The return has been heralded by many as perhaps the greatest addition to the ice cream market since hot fudge.
Wow.
The ice cream is said to contain the gentle sweetness of purple tomato wrapped in ice cream.
Well, anybody can say their stuff is the best stuff, you know?
Especially if it's the only stuff.
It makes me shiver to think about that. Hello?
Hi, Scott. This is Cheryl Wink. I'm calling back.
Hi, Cheryl. Cheryl called me during the news break, and I asked her to call back when we could be on the air and discuss this. Now, you've basically got a history when it comes to working with attendance zones in College Station. Is that right?
A little bit. I've got three kids that have, two have already graduated from Consol. And I've got a seventh grader at AMTNS.
Okay. Now, and you were really not happy with the way that we were discussing this, and I don't expect everybody to agree with what we say, but I certainly want to give you an opportunity to give us your take on this.
Sure.
I just want impartiality. Just state the facts, ma'am. State the facts. It's all you have to do. This is a hot button issue.
Yep.
And at taxpayer expense, we really can't afford country club schools in South College Station. I mean, this is a diverse world. And a diverse, we need to be diverse.
Yes, we do. I agree. Yeah. I agree. So, and but I don't know that we were saying not to be diverse. I think what Bill actually pointed out, if you use the measuring stick of children who are on free and reduced lunches, which again is not ideal, but it's close enough, we can see that that disparity is probably beginning to shrink. And I do think that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you say disparity is beginning to shrink. You mean with the rezoning, the new rezoning proposal? Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly.
That's you're right. I'm very happy about that. I just want it to be talked about in a very impartial way. I really enjoy listening to WTAW. I've been listening to your radio for years, radio station for years, and so I just impartial because there's people on both sides of the fence who have their kids in the older set of schools who have been struggling with this for 6 years.
Right.
And it's just nice to have some relief.
Well, it is. And, you know, also consider, though, and that's fine. I consider your situation in that at this point in your life, you have one who has already aged out of the system and you still have one or two in the system. But consider the folks who are upset or ones who maybe are newer to the school district, newer to the area. They built their house or they bought a house based on what the attendance zone was at that time. Now that attendance zone may change and move their child to someplace else.
Well, you talked about neighborhood schools. All of the elementary schools are neighborhood schools.
Mm-hmm.
The only schools that are have the rezoning, the issue are the middle schools and the high school.
Right.
And those are never going to be neighborhood schools. You're going to have to go from point A to point B to get to school.
That is true.
But all of the elementary schools are neighborhood schools, and I agree with that.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I thank you, and I appreciate you bringing us, I want your thoughts, even if sometimes we don't disagree, and as always, we thank you for listening, okay?
Well, I think we agree. I just want it to be talked about in a very impartial way, because I know it was very difficult for this rezoning committee to come up with this. This is a very difficult town to rezone in with it being a college town,
right.
And because of the growth, so just impartiality, it's all math and work.
Cool. Yeah, all right, well, good.
Out of curiosity, what was the impartial, what did we say impartial?
I guess the part that really bugged me was the spill and then contaminating the entire countertop.
So what I said. Yeah.
Is there contamination? Are we contaminated?
Well, I didn't say necessarily.
I take offense to the fact that you think it's contamination when we want all of our schools to function in a healthy way.
Well, yeah, okay, and I totally understand that, and I keep in mind also I didn't necessarily state a position in that vein.
Is that what they're doing?
Which is better? And basically, what I'm saying is I didn't say that.
That's cool. No, I understand. Okay, thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate that. The other thing, and thank you, I appreciate you calling. The other thing is, this is a live show. And if we say something that doesn't necessarily come out the right way, then that can be on us, and that's okay. But I understand how people who might be of that group might have taken offense to that. So, all right, that's fine.
Sure.
We're having fun. 695-1620 if you'd like to join in on that. But again, yes, an emotionally charged issue. Judge Judy, speaking of controversy, who's got the number one syndicated show, by the way, on TV, at least for the last 3 weeks, is putting together a drama series at CBS called, get this, Her Honor. Variety reports that Judy, who reportedly clears about $47 million a year, developed the idea for the series about the youngest judge in New York who cuts through the chaos in family court but can't seem to maintain control of her own life outside the courtroom. All right. Judy is reportedly going to be the co-writer on the show, which is inspired by her own life. Of course it is. Hello.
Hey, as a side note, I think what Cheryl's voicing is frustration with a lot of voters out there that right now what we're getting from media in general, mostly on TV, is not neutral. It's very slanted based on the person that's reporting or the writer's opinion, and it's not fact. And she's just voicing that because we're really sensitive to this right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Sure,
thank
yeah.
you. I understand that. That's I feel you. Okay, buddy? I mean, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. The thing is, I'm just glad that I was able to live in a simpler time in a smaller town where I didn't have that to change. And here's the other deal that has to do with this, and boy, I got to be really careful. You end up being in a situation where socially things happen that you didn't know happened. Hey, I can remember talking to somebody about some of the services that schools have to provide now that we would have never thought they had to provide years ago. There are schools where kids get food to take home on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
where there are washers and dryers because that's the only way that their clothes are going to get washed and dried. And that ain't what the Texas Constitution says we're supposed to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we're supposed to do is provide a quality education to the children of Texas. That's what it says in the Constitution.
Yeah.
What school districts are having to do, some more than others, is provide services that parents should be doing, and they're not.
Yeah.
And that is an unfortunate and sad, sad situation. And what that does is then spread out into a community where people are not necessarily used to that, because when that person told me that years ago, my mouth probably fell open.
Yeah.
That was what was having to go on. And also from a guy I know whose wife taught in a school district that was not in Brazos County, some of the horrible things that children live in their homes.
Yeah.
And it's a sad, sad deal.
Just from a clarity standpoint, on what I was talking about, was not necessarily, I wasn't saying, you know, she was taking my comment as a contamination. That's not necessarily what I was saying, but what I was saying was that Bill had mentioned that, you know, due to standardized tests, the sort of rezoning is usually used to kind of even the playing field in
right.
that situation. My comment was mainly made to propose the idea that perhaps instead of doing that to level the playing field in standardized tests,
mm-hmm.
instead elevate the lower performing schools.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah.
And it might be difficult. I don't have kids in school, so I don't know
mm-hmm.
for sure. So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to spread any non-facts for sure. I'm just, you know, proposing a possibility.
Years ago, I had a friend who was on the school board, and you know, they put out a mission statement that said at that time that we want our charges to make sure that every child gets to school ready to learn.
Sure.
And I looked at him and went, what? What does that mean? But when you understand that there are a lot of kids who come from environments where learning is not important, where advancing is not important, where elevating yourself is not important, they're not taught that at home, they don't believe that at home, then that child does not come to school ready to learn. They come to school to disrupt or be out of an environment that's worse than the school, and for that reason, that ends up kind of making it difficult for the kids who are there to learn. Hello.
Scott, you made an excellent point earlier about people will buy a home for their school district and then they rezone it. I can't tell you how important that is. My kids are grown out of school now, but we moved to College Hills area in Raintree years ago
mm-hmm.
just so our kids could go to College Hills. And when we approached the principal, I can't remember, he's died now, a nice old man.
Robert Garner.
He said, hey,
Robert Garner. Me? Yep, I know.
That's exactly right, Bob
yep.
Garner.
Yep.
He said, hey, our school's going all the windows. I mean, College Hills was where we wanted to be, and that is, I can only imagine how many people move just to find the school they want.
Yeah.
I was just amening your point earlier.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And CSISD starts the elementary rezoning process next year.
Here is your chance to see all six productions of the theater company's brand new season, Something for Everyone, for one low price. Season tickets are only available for a limited time, so click on theatercompany.com now. See Disney's The Little Mermaid, Sweeney Todd, Fiddler on the Roof, Big River, a special showing of Stephen Sondheim's Passion and Assassins, and Hello, Dolly. Season tickets are just $84. That's only $14 per show, a 30% savings. This deal is too good to pass up. Click on theatercompany.com now.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 6 minutes till. Hello. Hello. Oh, call me back.
We got a bad connection.
Yeah, call me back. I know. It probably has to do with school attendance.
I bet you're right.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, 6 minutes till. Try it again. Hello.
Hey, the lady that said the call station is all neighborhood elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the attendance zone map, apparently Pebble Creek is between Southwest Parkway and Highway 6.
Oops. Okay.
They're bussing all across the city.
I got
so
you.
So it's not really neighborhood.
I hear you. All right, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. 695-1620 if you want to chime in. I know that the Waco Chamber of Commerce is thrilled with this news.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Kitsch, is that right, from Friday Night Lights?
I think that's his name, yeah. I think that's how you say it.
Will be starring as cult leader David Koresh in an upcoming limited series that's called Waco.
Oh, wow.
About the Branch Davidians.
They went straight for the city name, didn't they?
Why'd it take them so long?
I know. Well, I mean, why couldn't you have called it Koresh? Did you
or
have
Davidians or something, you know?
Did you have to call it Waco? But they did. Hello.
Robert Garner at College Hills. It was Hatford Garner. Mr. G, we were scared to death of him, but we loved him to death.
He was my coach. Yeah. He's a great kid. He's a great guy. He was just a great guy. Oh, all right. So, yeah, they're going to call it Waco.
But good casting. I think that guy probably could pull it off.
I'm sure he'll be just fine. I'm just thinking that the mayor of Waco's going, you know, I really didn't need that.
Can we call it something else?
So what if King Arthur lived in modern times? Who would be in his round table, and how would they cope with life?
Well, oh, wow.
Yeah. Hollywood Reporter says Fox is putting together a series which would have a guy named Arthur as a graffiti artist in New York City, along with his best friend, Lance. And they get together with his ex-girlfriend, who's a cop in Camelot. various threats are dealt with like a modern-day cop show would.
Just totally reminds me of King Arthur.
You of know, course
he,
it does.
All the graffiti he did.
Of course it does. And Natalie Dormer, I couldn't bring up my soap opera with swords music fast enough, who stars in soap opera with swords and Hunger Games series, has been cast in an upcoming movie called The Professor and the Madman with Mel Gibson and Sean Penn. A couple of madmen.
I'm okay with her being cast in just about anything.
Okay, all right. She does fine. Okay.
Yeah.
The days of the $10,000 new car are probably behind us, but penny pinchers can still find a really cheap car for the 2017 model year. The Nissan Versa sedan's $12,825 starting price carries over unchanged. Barring any big price drop from some of its competitors, that still makes the Versa sedan the cheapest new car in U.S. America when delivery charges are included. So there you are. 2017 Versa is on sale now. Base price gets you an S sedan with a 5-speed manual transmission.
What?
Yeah. That's hard to find. Wait, look at this, though.
I thought they stopped making those.
It's got air conditioning. It's got power mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
It can't have crank windows. So it's got to have power windows, too. A 4-speaker stereo system with steering wheel audio controls.
Wow.
A Bluetooth phone connectivity. And the sub $13,000 Versa S also has, no, it does. It has crank windows,
wow,
manual door locks, and no height adjustment driver's seats, plus a center armrest and folding rear seats.
Sounds almost like what I'm driving.
Okay. To get the missing features at the automatic transmission and like that would cost you just under $15,000, which again,
still
is that's
I love my 5-speed.
Okay. Well, and I kind of like,
when I got an itty bitty car, I think a stick is the best way to go.
Well, I think you're probably right, and this, you know, there's not enough stop and go traffic in this city to make it a real annoyance. I think in the big
except
city,
except for rush minutes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If the rush minutes, if it's in the big city, then it is kind of a little bit of a problem. All right, Chocoholics, rejoice! It's a brand new flavor of Hershey Kisses
hitting
the market. Yes, ImpulsiveBuy.com. No. Features photos of birthday cake candy with colored cookies inside.
Oh.
I don't know. You can buy the latest product On the celebration aisles, apparently at Walmart.
Well, that's called being resourceful, using the cookie crumbs into something.
That's true. It's all broken down. BattleBots, don't forget BattleBots. That's on tonight at 7 o'clock. This is, I think, the finale, 2-hour finale. Leland Melvin, the NASA astronaut, is the guest judge on that.
Oh.
I don't know who the finals are, but that's happening. And again, don't forget, college football tonight. It's the mediocrity of the Southeastern Conference out there for you together. Finding Dory back in the theaters this Labor Day weekend.
Really?
Yeah, Finding Dory originally opened June 17th, became the highest grossing animated film of all time, domestically selling $479 million worth of tickets in America, about $930 worldwide, so they're going to bring it back. That's not bad.
Well, good for them.
For those who need to do something with their family.
Yep, we didn't have time for it today, but tomorrow we'll do the story on the organic Gatorade. Healthier for you, still has the same distinctive taste.
Organic Gatorade?
Yeah, sure. Who'd have thought?
Huh.
1807, former Vice President Edwin Booth was...